Well, hello again, everybody. It's Mark Allegheny, live backstage at Bonnaroo Music and Arts Festival, celebrating 15 years of music and art and love and peace down on the farm in Manchester, Tennessee. And a band we met last year at Lollapalooza, Wet, is back with us, and they performed last night here at Bonnaroo. It's Kelly, Joe, and Marty. Guys, how are you?
Good.
How are you?
Good.
I'm well, and you guys are enjoying some very sunny weather. There hasn't been a cloud moved by here at all. We're grabbing as much shade as we possibly can. Since we last met, the debut album has come out, and I wanted to ask you guys, is there anything you guys have discovered about yourselves or as a band that you might not have known a year ago, and now you're touring a lot and stuff like that? Like, it's moved away from, you know, being a band first starting, and now, is there something that you guys have discovered within yourselves or as a group that maybe you never thought?
I mean, I think there's lots of things, but one thing that stands out for me is that before the album came out, I had this idea that there's these few events in a band's life that defines you, and if you don't get those right, then it's over. And I think since the album has come out, it's seemed more like it's a collection of many, many, many different things. Like, every show builds towards that, who you are as a band. And the album coming out was exciting, but at the same time, it felt like any other day, and I think it was a little anticlimactic for us because we had just spent so much time waiting. And I think it's more just about, now I feel like I know it's more about it's sort of a long game.
It's like baseball, a short game to get to the long game, and, you know, short ball and stuff. Somebody tweeted out in May, and I love this because I say this to my staff and I say this to myself a lot. And I don't know who tweeted it out. Who runs the Twitter page?
We all do.
Well, then who tweeted out, "Must go deeper"?
That was me. That was me.
You tell yourself that a lot?
Yeah, definitely.
I notice a lot of creative people think that way. And that's why, I mean, I'm not just saying musicians. I'm also thinking, and hopefully this is the reason why you said this and tweeted this out, because the creative people that I know who say this, and I say it as well, must go deeper, because there's so many times where you can be very frustrated with the way things are going, and you kind of like you're at a bottom, and then it's kind of that scuba diver kind of mentality, just go deeper. Is that where am I heading in that right direction?
Totally. I think that really works for it. I think I was specifically in that moment talking about dyeing my hair to try to, there were a few,
some contact.
Dyeing my hair to try to,
and t-shirts.
And I think I was sort of making a joke to myself, but it's gonna take going a little deeper than that.
Yeah, well, there's more to life than dyeing your hair and t-shirts and stuff like that. Well, let's talk about the creative process. And creatives sometimes have a fear, or they want to open themselves up to that fear, because it kind of makes them work harder at making a better craft. Are you guys open to like that fear of failure, basically?
I don't feel like you can be closed off to it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I just feel like, well, at least for us, I feel like it's so built in just with the way we think about everything that it's impossible to turn it off. So
fear.
Even in front of each other, like showing each other something we're working on, and you know, whether someone's gonna be like, "This is great," or like, "Nah."
In fact, I think that we are so tapped into that fear that it could do us well good to maybe be less tapped into it and be a little bit more okay with like taking risks and failing, and kind of knowing that little failures happen all the time and that's part of who you are. And I think that's something that we've gotten better at. But it's definitely something that's on our minds all the time.
I have a feeling like fear makes you work kind of harder and kind of double check. And there's nothing wrong with double checking your work, or, you know, a chef, you know, double checking the plating of a dish or something like that. And, you know, do you find yourselves more comfortable with each other in the studio about bringing ideas? Because you had made a mention where, you know, somebody had said, you know, brings an idea, you have a fear that maybe the other members of the band will go, do we shelve those ideas, or do we kind of put them away because maybe later on somebody's going to come back and go, you know, you had that idea of that riff. Does that happen?
Going back to what you were asking before about, like, what have you found, like, what have you discovered about yourself in the last year? What has changed? Like, I think probably a year ago, if an idea or a change got, like, you know, cut out or something, I probably would have been a lot more butthurt about it a year ago. Now it's just like, well, it's just got to keep moving, keep putting stuff out there. But I think to your question, it's like yes and no, feel more comfortable about certain things, and, you know, it's a constantly changing relationship.
And we do a lot of work alone. That's always been a part of our process, and I think that does come from us being really critical of ourselves and of each other, and that it easier a lot of the time to develop an idea to a certain extent on your own and then bring it to the group when you feel like there's something worth showing. And that's just always been the case for us. I know other bands, like, will jam on a song to work it out, and that I think we want to try to do that. It's just not really in our nature as individual people. I think we're all pretty shy and overly critical of our work.
We are doing that more than we used to. It's fun.
Well, I look forward then to hearing what could be in store for the band Wet Guys. Thanks for taking some time backstage this afternoon here at Bonnaroo. Hopefully we'll see you out and about throughout the summer and into the fall, and maybe some new music coming soon.
Definitely. Yeah.
It's a pleasure. Keep hitting us up.
I love talking to you guys. Thank you. I love talking. It's easy when it's good people to talk to. Backstage at the Bonnaroo Music and Arts Festival, I'm Mark Allegheny for Peoria's World Class Rock. It has to be CT.